I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Walmart is the nation's biggest employer. Many labor critics say it got that way by exploiting the people who work for it. The company took out full-page ads in 100 newspapers this week to defend itself. Earlier, Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale.
John, this is pretty extraordinary for Walmart to do. What is it defending itself against?
Well, critics say the salaries at Walmart are so low that many employees qualify for welfare. The company is the target of lots of lawsuits, alleging managers find ways to avoid paying overtime. They hire illegal immigrants to clean their stores. 1.5 million current and former women employees of Walmart are part of the largest sex discrimination class action lawsuit ever.
And in these ads, Walmart talks about special interests spreading misinformation. What are these special interests?
Labor unions have a long-running feud with Walmart. Not one of Walmart's 1.2 million employees is a member of a union. The company has successfully resisted all organizing efforts, even closing 180 stores in Texas in 2003 when the meat cutters voted to unionize. And that's why union leaders, such as Andy Stern of the Service Employees International Union, say that their priority is to combat what he calls the Walmarting of the economy.
They're trying to get rid of their health care. They're trying to get rid of their full-time workers and go to part-time workers. So the Walmart of the economy is the largest employer in our country beginning to set a business model that's racing American workers' security to the bottom.
Stern says that as other companies have to compete with Walmart's salary structure, the middle class is going to disappear.
Well, that's a pretty radical statement. What is Walmart saying in response?
They've got this comprehensive campaign now to defend themselves. This is a normally low-profile company, but they're making their executives available for media interviews to answer questions about the company's practices. And those ads they bought, they're in newspapers and they have broadcast ads to tout Walmart as a good place to work.
I've been able to do things in my life and have things in my life that I didn't think were possible. I kind of think Walmart and Sam's Club will give you the opportunity to better your lifestyle. That's what it's
Walmart's about. Ads say that the average pay for full-time workers is twice the minimum wage. 3/4 of their employees are full-time. Workers get health and life insurance and 401k retirement plans. Now, Walmart's website has added a new section to get out what they say are the real facts in this dispute. And as for supporting the economy and the middle class, the company says it continues to build new stores and expects to add another 100,000 jobs this year. So coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll see how the movie Sideways has caused sales of Pinot Noir to take off.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.